You are watching the Geek Eating Podcast, Episode 2. There's a lot of swearing, so prepare yourself and enjoy the show.
Shut up, sit down, I'll listen, wait. Relax, my dudes, it's not too late to join in with these awesome fans. Marvel out there.
Some chips and OC fix and meat to meet the best girl queen. A high fence one that just won't ignore all the toxic shit.
It's a podcast. It's also a gun.
Welcome to the Geekening, your late night dose of geek culture shenanigans. I'm your host, Katja Steck, founder of All Ages of Geek, and I'm here with
I'm Derek. I'm the editor of All Ages of Geek and a couple other things behind the scenes.
Woo! You're forgetting that you're a host of your own show and also a producer.
Oh yeah, that's right, And that too. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you do when you're feeling sad? You go to fucking New Jersey and you fuck somebody up!
Nice.
That's what I do! Where is my fucking bed, you bitches? Because one of the topics that we're talking about today is New Jersey. But we're not going to start there. That's going to be one of the topics that we get on later, because there's a lot of fun New Jersey topics that we could talk about, even the
later.
Accent itself.
Later.
Later. New Jersey. Yeah. It's like everybody, even like even people in the community, like when we're doing our streams, they always try to do the New Jersey accent challenge. So if you guys want to try that, just send it in on Twitter at All Ages of Geek. I repeat, send it to Uncle Christian on Twitter. And it's not Twitter, it's Twitter. At All Ages of Geek.
There's no T's, like, there, but there's D's instead.
Exactly.
Yeah,
double D's. You're like on Twitter now because it's double D's.
Oh, man. What a great start.
Hope you guys are having a good day. I mean, you have your snacks. Tea or something.
Yeah.
You know, I have some potato sticks here, and then my Let's Do This huge mug that people love.
Yeah.
You get it at Target. It's a good mug. It actually, thing is, though, this thing is broken. It broke three times, okay?
Really?
My mom had to order so many because she was like, I'm going to give it a gift for everybody. And she gave it a gift. But mine, for some reason, mine was breaking so many times. And she's like, you know what? No, I feel bad. I have to order it for you. I'm like, oh, my mom is the person where if she sees something left that is the last one on the shelf, she feels bad because she wants to buy it.
Yeah, no, it's so funny because like I remember telling you this, where I went to my nearest Tim Hortons to get myself a tea, and then for some reason, you know, I was looking at like the pastries and all that, and I see this tart that was just by itself. And I remember just standing there thinking, I don't know why I feel so bad for that tart right there.
The poor tart.
Yeah.
Tarty tart boy.
Yeah.
Tarty tarty boy.
Yeah, like that poor tart is like, who, God knows how long he'd been there.
Poor guy.
Was
it good? Was it stale?
It was pretty good, actually. It was pretty good. But
what flavor? What flavor?
Yeah. It was all about the flavor. But
the flavor.
But I just found it so funny because I was like, man, I feel so bad for that tart. I'm going to buy them and eat them.
Yep. Just going to eat them.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Don't eat that. Yeah. Don't eat it. It's cute. If it has a face on it, it's so hard. Especially those cookies that have like eyes on it.
You're
I don't want to eat you because it look like you're alive. It's like, I don't want to do that. That's why I don't understand how people could eat octopus.
Yeah.
I have never eaten that before. If anybody ever has tried it, please, please let us know if you've ever eaten octopus before, because disgusting.
Give us an in-depth description of it.
Yeah, an in-depth description of octopus.
Yeah.
All right. So, to get on our topics of the day, which, by the way, we're going to be adding a lot of like sound effects and everything for you guys, so it's more interactive and radio-ish. Yeah. This is just the first few episodes, so enjoy the random squeaking of the frog and the screaming of the New Jersey bitch! Okay, so
carry on.
Yeah. All right. So to start, we're going to go, since you said that, mind you, Sinner, we're going to go editing hell. Derek.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Talk about some editing hell behind the scenes, okay? Because a lot of things that happen, people think 5-minute videos or even like 5-second videos could take like just a few minutes, but little do you guys know. These things could take days, could take months, could take years. It just depends on how much of a perfectionist you are. So, Derek, take it away.
I think this is where a lot of people kind of get the whole misconception about like editing, because they usually think it's easy.
Yeah.
They usually think like doing a 10-minute video only takes 10 minutes.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
But it really doesn't.
Especially with ours, because we're very like, for All Ages Geek, we have to stick to our brand, the All Ages Geek brand. We have our banners. We're perfectionists, so we want to make sure that we're producing the best content for you guys. So like sometimes, like, I mean, Derek, what's the worst thing that ever happened in Premiere so far? Because we use Adobe Premiere. If you guys have not, check it out. It's a fantastic program that can help you with all your editing needs. And no, this is not a sponsored episode. Don't worry. So yeah. Derek, take it away. Has there ever been one moment in Premiere that if it crashed or anything like that, like what was the worst moment so far?
I think the worst time that has ever happened to me on Adobe was when I had to get something done within a couple hours. But then,
what video was it?
Oh man, I forget what video it was, but like I remember this was back in
20- Wait, was that Red Dead Redemption?
Yes.
Was it the yes? Yes. Okay. Yes.
So, for the people that don't know, that I started editing for CAD way back in April 15th, 2018. Yes. That's when I reached out and, you know, asked to be an editor, and so CAD basically said, "All right, you have 2 days to get this video done because it goes up on Sunday." And and it was so funny because like I was using Adobe, or I started using Adobe Premiere, and I basically reached out to her saying, "Hey, I would like to help with editing.
Yeah,
but I don't think I could do it right now. Maybe till like towards the end of the month when I'm
I do not physically or mentally remember." Yeah. I literally was like, here you go.
Yeah. So basically what I think would happen, Kat read the first line about me asking to be an editor, and she's like, all right.
Talk about the video you sent him.
Oh yeah. So after the message I sent to her, and then she's like, great, you know, like we're gonna have like a meeting on Wednesday or Thursday or something like that. So then we had our little meeting. We talked for the first time. Yep. And then like I think before that you asked like if I have any examples to show you.
Yes.
And I was like, and you know, at the time I just happened to have a couple clips that I didn't really post, but it kind of, they were just laying around, and which took a freaking long time to do. And there was like I think there were mostly like Fortnite clips. When Fortnite was actually good at that time. Shots fired. But no, it's like I had like Herschel Green from The Walking Dead pops his head in from the corner, and then he, you know, kind of like does like this weird floppy head thing like in South Park.
Yeah, think about it, Derek. You got this job because of Herschel Green from The Walking Dead.
Oh yeah, that's right. because I remember doing that bit, and I remember watching like a clip on YouTube on the Canadians. They happened to be Canadians on South Park, and they had like half floppy heads. So I was basically copying what they do, and then trying to translate it to what I was doing with Herschel Green's head.
That sounds wrong. No context there.
No context. Just. Yeah. Like. Just take that specific voice clip and then just add no context. There you go. Boom. But that was that bit, and then there was like a couple of like, I think it was Gang Beasts too.
Yep.
And another clip where it's like where I was playing with my sister, and then you know, I just had like text going across the screen only. and then you know, as soon as I send the clips to Kat, she's like, perfect.
Everything I needed in my life. That's all I needed.
Yeah. Like,
print it. Make it happen.
Like that's all she needed in her life was like text flying across the screen.
Exactly.
But
and then I threw him into editing hell.
Yeah. Like because I guess like the thing with me too is like I wasn't really much of an editor. I was just like some guy. And Kat has been doing this for God knows how long.
Very long.
Very long time.
I used to make AMVs when I was 10 years old, so I've been editing for a very long time.
Yeah, so you know, she's been doing this for so long, and then here comes some guy who had, like, obviously who had no idea what he was doing. And to kind of, I guess, like, follow up what you were doing with your gameplays was very, very scary. I would say it was so scary because like, because I didn't know that I was gonna be around for a long time.
Yeah.
I kind of just figured like, you know, they're gonna not like it and then kick me out.
and now you're the fucking hamster of the group. So
yeah. Like
coughs up a lung. My voice is still gone, guys. It's like I have the hey, I'm a husky voice. What's going on? Yeah,
hey, everybody. I am the lunch lady.
I don't know, like I remember like way back in 2018, like doing shoot, like I forgot how many videos I was doing per week, like maybe like two videos, right? When I started.
When you first started it was two, then it went up to like eight.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. So it started with two videos per week and then all of a sudden it like skyrocketed to like six or eight videos per week. And I barely get any sleep because I was constantly working on them because...
Cat exposed!
Yeah.
Cat is exposed!
Yeah. Cat exposed. But no, it's just like I remember like you would like record, I think back then it was on Friday.
Yes.
Yeah. It was on Friday. Yeah. Because you would record on Fridays and then maybe... It's a huge maybe if I would get footage on that day
to
work on it. So
it was actually more leading towards no around that time.
Yeah. It really was. But like, it's like majority of the time I would probably get the footage on Saturday or Sunday, and then the video would go up on Tuesday or in some cases Monday.
Uh huh.
So. Like the amount of time that I have to record or to edit a video is usually a day or two.
Yep.
And if I'm lucky, three. If I'm lucky.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing is too, is people like with our schedule too, a lot of people don't realize that we have a schedule for all ages of geek.
Yeah, so we do.
Every single Wednesday we film footage and usually it's all of the episodes that you see that go up on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Saturdays are usually for Twitch VODs or sometimes we'll film extra content. So Saturdays are just like the extra days whenever we upload anything or like the VODs here and there. But Tuesdays and Thursdays content filmed on Wednesday. So basically we have to get it up on early for Patreon, for patrons, for early access, which is Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
So like we have early access like almost a week earlier before the episodes actually go on the channel. So for Tuesday uploads, it's usually just a couple of days before. But for Thursday uploads, it's almost an entire week because we film on Wednesdays. So it's like a lot of people don't like people think like, oh, did you just film this now? Did you just record and edit this really quickly right now? It's like, no. We take time and pride in our work. You know, we treat it like it's a child. You know, we got to make sure each video is up perfectly and like is edited perfectly for you guys. Because, you know, we're a bunch of like perfectionist geeks here. It's like we cannot let it's like quality over quantity, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We could churn out 50 million videos if we wanted to. But, you know, we have morals. We're not going to do that because we believe in creativity and putting like All Ages Geek's best brand out there, you know, like we want to represent something. We don't just want to like slap a video on a page and like say, hey, here's the content. You know, we want to like actually put time in it, because it's like, yeah, while you'll see like there's like, to give an example, because we're not just a gaming channel, we're not just a reaction channel, we're an entertainment channel. So basically when like the website does launch and everything and we have this huge, there's going to be a lot of original shows. There's going to be more podcasts. There's going to be a lot of fun things for you guys to have in store. Mm-hmm. So we're like a very like, we're an entertainment production company, if you want to think about it. So when it comes to reactors, like sometimes reactors get like millions of views like that, like they get overnight. And it's like, because they, but the thing is like, if you look at their quality, it's like, yeah, we could easily be doing that if we wanted to, but we're not going to fucking do that. Yeah. You want to know why? Because we have pride in our work and we don't just want to like slap it on, make it like a one type thing. It's like, no, we want to make evergreen content, and evergreen content means content that you can use as the years go on. And at every meeting that I have with the team and everything, I always say, guys, we got to make evergreen content. We have to avoid saying dates. We have to avoid saying years, this and that. It's like, for evergreen content, we have to make sure that you guys can enjoy this content over and over and over again, and not just think, hey, it's just one time slapping a nice little reaction or somebody else's video on our video and calling it our own. It's like, no, we don't believe in that. We want to brand it. We want to make sure it's perfect for you guys. That's why things take long, because we pride ourselves in our work. So what we're going to start doing for our schedules too is everything is going to be video based, because again, we're a production company. You know, we want to do everything that is not just like, you know, a boring graphic, boom, you see it once, then it's done. It's like, that's not evergreen. So what we're going to start doing in all of our social media is like filming content, and it's like filming our schedules and saying, guys, this is what you could expect this week. And while that might not be evergreen, at the same time, it's something extra for you guys to look forward to, for those of you who are following us on social media. So just to kind of like be like, hey, here's extra content for you, because again, we pride ourselves in our work.
Well, not just that too, but like I, because I've been saying this for so long, that was like, it's like we do so much, with just a very like just a few people.
Oh yeah,
you know, and it's crazy to think where it's like how much work we actually do each day and every weekend, week in, week out, and continually do it. For so long with just a couple people.
I know. And that's the thing, is like, it gets stressful at times. Tech issues happen. My guinea pig is now attacking. He is legitimately ripping the entirety of, there's newspaper in his cage. For some reason, he is rip. Theon, what the heck are you doing, boy? He is ripping that. Boy. He's rebelling. Theon, boy, cop. Dude, he is literally ripping the dang thing. Theon, what are you doing?
Theon.
He's like, mommy, give me food, mommy. I'm like, I already gave you food. What do you want, hey? He's like, are you trying to get my attention? What are you doing, Theon? Hey. Yeah, oh my God.
Break the system.
He really is.
Be your own hamster.
Oh my God, he is so comfortable. He's sassy. He's so sassy. Oh my God. But here's the thing, it's like, yeah, there's a lot of stress that goes on behind the scenes sometimes, because like tech issues or this or that, or someone's having a bad day or someone's going through something. But we just get through it. It's like, we are a very, very, very small team compared to a lot of production companies that are out there. But you know, humble beginnings, you know? It's like, everybody has some kind of origin story, you know? And this is going to be our origin story, where we went through a lot of shit. We like took everything on our shoulders. We went through like so much back in 2018, which will always be in our memory as a lesson learned to never go back to those people. Like, we ourselves are going to have this origin story to look back and be like, wow, we were once there, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like Uncharted, greatness from small beginnings, you know? It's like, we all start somewhere, you know? So it's like, for the All Ages Geek team, for those of you who believe in us, it's like, we cannot express in words like how much we truly do appreciate you, because it's like, you are here, you know? You're here on this journey with us. And I'm saying journey, not because like the Game of Girls do, but you're actually here with us like growing. It's not just like you're on the journey of us playing a game. It's like, no, you're on a journey, but like with us growing, you're part of our beginnings, you know? And we're going to look back and like have these interactions with you guys, it's like you were here from the beginning. So it's like, round of applause for you guys.
Yeah.
But moving on, like, yeah. Round of applause.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Everybody clap. Yeah. Yay.
Smack that table.
Smack the table. Spank it. Spank it. Spank the table.
Ow, my leg.
Dominic. I said spank the table, not your limbs. Okay, so moving on. We're going to move on to creator fears.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow, okay, so creator fears, as we were talking about before, it's like, you know, stress happens. Stress happens. It fucking happens everywhere. It's like, why we are, like, being more, like, talkative about this crap is because, again, we want to invite you guys behind the scenes what All Edge Geek does and show you that we are fucking humans, and who you see on stream and who you see, like, online are the people who you are actually talking to. No personas, because as the last episode we talked about, we are no personas no more. Because personas, they make you have paranoia. We ain't going back there. So anyway, next topic, the creator fears. Now, from the beginning, I would always, like, for some reason, I don't know why. It's like I have this confidence, but at times I would doubt my abilities, you know, mm-hmm. or I would compare myself to others to the point where I got sick. It got so bad. It became a habit where it's like, instead of me focusing on me and like this brand, yeah. I focused on other people and was like, oh, fuck, they have more than me. You know, like, mm-hmm. this is something that I don't want. Like, cause they have this many subscribers where I'm stuck in this. I deserve what they have. And I would whine and complain and shut the fuck up, New Jersey girl. Yeah. It's like, thing is though, is like, when it comes to me, like, I should have stopped and realized from the beginning that, you know, you can't compare yourself to these people. Even if you literally consider them rivals and you don't even know them so much, mm-hmm. you can't compare. Because if you're comparing yourself to somebody who does gaming or vlogs or anything like that, and you yourself are, like, running a business, it's completely different. Because, like, you can, like, compare yourself to, like, a YouTuber. But then you're running a business. So it's two different things. Oh, yeah. That's two different medias. It's like if you're an artist and you're comparing yourself to a writer. Two fucking different things right there. So if from the beginning, I should have freaking realized that why the hell am I comparing to these people if they don't do anything I do? Because what you got to realize is even if they try, no matter how hard they try, no mm-hmm. matter even if they like literally steal things from you, they can never be you. They can never have your potential and they can never have your abilities to make something happen, you know? Like, yeah, I'm an Aries. I always have this fire in my heart that's always going to keep growing and making sure that everybody who is a part of All Ages of Geek has a light shined on them, you know? Like, I'm always going to make sure this happens. But, like, instead of me being like, oh, I deserve it, it's like, while that may be true where, you know, we deserve more than we have, it's like, nah, shut the fuck up. Enjoy what you have now. Yeah. Be thankful for what you have. And stop being a little bitch. It's like, that's what I want to shake myself up. And it's like, it's something I really have to get over. But that was one of my fears, is always being compared to somebody else. Which, again, as you heard in the last podcast, I was compared to a lot of gamer girls or this and that. And it really, really did affect my health. But I did that to myself because I got myself involved with those girls. So there's that. What are your fears, Derek?
I don't know. Like I guess, like, as of right now, I don't really have fears. Mm. Per se, but I know that when I first started, especially when I first started editing for you, I think you had like maybe like give or take 10K, 11K subscribers at the time.
Wasn't it? I thought it was 8,000 for some reason.
We're up there, give or take, you know. Yeah, give or take. But I remember like you had like that many subscribers, and I was just some fucking guy who had no idea what he was doing. Mm-hmm. And then I had to kind of like follow up on what you do.
Yeah.
But you know, like I remember the first time when we talked, I even told you, I was like, you know, like, don't tell anybody.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, I vividly remember that now that you mentioned it. You were like, please don't tell anybody. I'm like, why? I want to make sure everyone knows. You're like, no.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. It's so funny because like I remember telling you where I said, don't tell anybody, you know, like, cause I don't want anybody to know that it's me.
Yeah.
But I guess like back then, I guess my thing was to like I don't want to be given the title of the editor of the channel when I personally didn't feel like I was one.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I kind of wanted to fool people into thinking that it was you that was editing those videos.
Which, again, that's something that we went through. We struggled through 2018, where I'm like, I realized, like, when I started doing the All Ages Geek brand, I'm like, I don't want this to be about just me anymore. I want it to be about a group of people. I want it to be about the community. And we struggled for so many months with making people realize that it's not just about Kat, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Like, it took so long for people to realize that it's like, you know, that it wasn't just you, because after after a while, you know, like people were starting to realize, he was like, oh, so there's this guy named Derek that edited these videos.
Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, I guess back then I just didn't want to be in the spotlight, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess that was like kind of like, I guess one of the, I guess you could say, fears that because, you know, because I didn't know that I was going to be around for a long time, or or I didn't know that I was going to be good and like or anything like that. But after a while, you know, after creating videos week in, week out, every day, and then, you know, building on that skill all the way up to now, where it's like, you know, it's just another week for me.
Yeah.
And I guess early on, I got kind of over the whole fear thing. And then nowadays, I don't really think much of it.
I mean, after all the drama we went through in 2018, I think we all kind of just woke up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, because, I don't know. It's like, of course, there's going to be people that, you know, that would criticize every video and all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's fine, you know, because for me, I could kind of care less what people say.
Mm.
But if it's constructive criticism, that's when I'm like, oh, that is interesting.
Yeah.
I'll consider that next time or something.
Exactly.
You know, and then, yeah, then maybe I'll do better.
Taking constructive criticism is so important, because if you don't, then it's kind of like you never improve.
Yeah.
But like certain comments are just like, oh, do this, do that. It's like you just ignore them, because it's like it's not constructive, then it's like you got to learn to ignore it.
Oh, yeah. Like I guess like I'm so good at it now.
Oh, I know.
And that, you know, nothing really bothers me at all. I just do my thing, and then, you know.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, and that's, and the thing is, too, is, like, people, again, don't realize that videos are also edited almost a week in advance.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, when people start saying things like, oh, you should edit it like this, or, oh, we can't see how the, like, for, like, a reaction, like, section was, how would that looked. It's like, yes, but that was a video that was done a week or even a month ago.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, things change. It's always, like, our content is usually a week or a week and a half ahead of itself. Mm-hmm. So everything that you see on the channel is not real time. It is a week ahead of itself.
Oh,
except
yeah.
Except for, like, on Patreon, because that's more, like, that's more active.
That's more, like... Like, oh my god, that's like pretty quick. But like I remember, like, there was videos that I edited, but they went up like maybe like a month or two later on.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember which one?
Wait, which one?
It was one of the Overwatch videos.
Oh god, which one?
It was Honor and Glory.
Oh yeah.
I remember that one, because I remember I edited that video, but you told me to wait on it.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, okay, you know, it went from 1 week, second week, third week, all the way to like
a month.
Like a month later. And then and then each day in each video that we put up, there was people complaining, saying like,
I know.
Like every day, people were complaining about, where's Honor and Glory?
Where's the Chadded?
But no, it's just really funny, because like, because at first, sure, you know, it kind of annoyed me, but after a while, you know, I just found it like, I just saw like the funny side to it.
Yeah.
Where I just thought, man, these people had no idea that this video has been done for a month now.
Oh, just to give you guys updates, yes, a Uncharted is coming back.
Yeah, but just gonna like slide in there. It's like, yes, Uncharted is coming back.
Don't worry. I can't even think, because it's always the same games. Yeah. Life is Strange, The Walking Dead, Uncharted. Yes, don't worry. We'll put a nice little Christmas bow on that for you. Don't worry about that.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know what? We'll package it. We'll package it up nicely. Put it on nice UPS or something, or FedEx. Uh-huh. Make the deliver it right to you. Ship it to your door. You get some nice, nice content that you guys have been waiting for almost a year.
Yeah,
don't worry. We'll put a nice little bow on it. Don't worry.
Just like we'll just get like a 1,000 USB sticks.
Yeah, that's
put,
right.
Put a video in there, and then there you here you go. Here's your content.
There you go. I have the cat's meow videos.
Oh my god. Okay. So this is a funny thing, and I still make fun of Kat for this. Why did you call the cat's meow?
I have no idea. I have no. Because I thought it was going to be like, hey, my name's Kat.
Yeah.
Here's my meow type of thing. Like my corner. Yeah. My chillaxin, you know?
Yeah.
That type of thing. Like, oh my God, it was so bad. Okay, just to give you guys a heads up. There's this one video. Oh my God, I can't even. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
There's this one video. It looks so washed out. I look like I am completely, like, I'm already pale as it is.
Yeah.
But it looks like I am chalk. And I'm like, what the hell? It's because I was standing right in front of the, with the window. Yeah. Another one, I'm standing behind the window. And so, yeah, no, in front of the window. You never stand in front of a window, my guys. No. Never do that. That is a tip to tell anybody. You want to have the light shining on you, not in back of you, because the shadows will happen. Another one. Oh, fuck this one. I'm dressed up as a bus driver.
What?
With a bus. Yeah. I'm dressed up as a bus driver with a bus hooked on to me. And I'm like, let's review these picture books.
Oh, my God.
No. It's so bad.
You know?
No. Listen. And at that point in my life, I my head was like, I had like really different hair. Like, I used to have really, really, really short hair back then. Like when I started doing my like interviews with like authors and everybody. Mm-hmm. But the content I was making, guys, I have to show you. It's so fucking bad that I can't even think about it without saying, who the hell was this person?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's so bad. No, it's so fucking bad. I can't even think about it. Oh, my God, that's my creator fear. Oh,
hey, Kat.
Man.
Hey, Kat.
Yes?
Like, didn't you have poopy hair at some point?
My what?
Like, didn't you have, like poofy hair? Like, your hair was kind of a little bit poofy?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
It was also my hairstyle has changed.
Yeah.
There's, but, like, that is how you knew Kat was a persona, because she continuously kept... I mean, even now, like, my hair is more, like, anime-ish. Like, I'm like, yo, let's make it look... But, like, it's, like, I have crazy hairstyles, but, like, back then, it was, like, every fucking month I had to be somebody different.
Yeah.
But, like, I would, like, dye my hair with, like, non-hair dye.
Yeah.
But it was, like, I put blue in it or silver.
Okay. Actually, I remember that. You went blue during the,
Last of Us DLC.
When you got the Last of Us DLC, and then when you got the PS4.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know why. I know my life choices. I have no idea why, but 2018 Kat was going through some shit. Well, but no, I'm telling you, I can't. I see this video in my head. I'm just as a bus driver. I'm honking the horn on the bus.
You gotta show us that video.
It's not. It's so bad.
You gotta show
it.
You
it's, on my other, it's on my other computer, though. I'm like, I can't even. And there's another one where I edited myself into the Twilight Saga.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I'm by Edward, fangirling. And there's another one where I'm behind a green screen. And my green screen, I did not know how to actually use green screen effects. Yeah. And I'm acting as a nerd and as a popular girl with really bad wigs, really bad lighting, a terrible looking dress that I don't even know why the goddamn fuck I wear that shit.
You gotta show us this video.
I gotta show you this video.
You gotta show us this.
I'm going to have that as either a live stream or
oh my God.
So, you know what? I'll make like a special episode when we reach a certain amount, a milestone.
Oh, man.
And I will react to those videos. No, it's so bad.
You gotta show us.
I don't even know. Like, I'm seeing my smile right now. I'm like, you are so miserable, you bitch. Who were you?
Oh my God. No, like, but it's true though. Like, cause I remember my first video that I recorded.
Uh-huh.
And, like, the audio was so low
that
you couldn't even hear me and my brother. it was so bad. And
But have you ever done video? Like, have you done video or just audio your whole time?
Just audio my whole time,
you,
really.
You got to start doing video because you're gonna look back at it and you'll be like, I look like that.
What is this monstrosity?
Oh, no, trust me.
Oh,
when
man.
When you start going on camera, then you start realizing certain things about yourself and you're like, what the actual hell did I decide with that fashion?
Yeah. What was I thinking?
Oh, man, but moving on to the next topic, it's New Jersey. New Jersey, perfect time to talk about this, to talk about recording. So,
dear Lord,
there's a lot about this. Oh, I'm cringing so bad. There were times when I would record in my, like, backyard to do certain things. I'm not sure if I still have those videos, but, like, oh, my God, I still remember this. I don't know what, like, compelled me to do this, but I would do, like, anime reactions
in
my New Jersey backyard.
Why?
with a microphone holding it. Like I was a talk show host.
Why?
I don't know.
What were you thinking?
I don't know. And you know what the funny thing is?
Yeah.
Some people who were part of the channel way back when will remember that. I don't know my life choices as a content creator back then. What were you thinking? I don't know. I went in the backyard on a chair that you usually use in summer, and I don't know if it was summer at the time. I'd put my camera out, take hours to try to focus it, sit down, and watch some anime on my iPad that I've had since then. This poor iPad has been around since then.
Oh, my God.
And I would have a microphone that I would use at my old job.
Yeah.
And hold it and be like, hey, I'm interviewing. It's like, why are you holding a microphone that you would usually interview people with?
I'm interviewing the anime, of course.
I'm interviewing the anime. Oh, my God. I remember it would take me hours to film something because I had no idea what the fuck I was doing.
Yeah.
And the lighting was so bad.
Oh,
but
I bet.
In New Jersey, you get some really weird noises and sound effects. You'll hear people, construction workers right outside your window. You'll hear people mowing the lawn. Or like, you know, some people say lowing the mawn is what people say a lot because it's like in New Jersey, you talk really fast. And sometimes it says you're lowing the mawn instead of mowing the lawn. It's
mowing
fun.
The mawn.
You'll see some fire hydrants that explode out of nowhere because, hey, they got to dump the water that's in there instead of actually donating that water to some people from other countries or in America itself who actually need it. It's like, New Jersey, what are you doing? Or you get some crazy people who, it's like you got these two types of people in New Jersey. The snobby snob bitches who say, my daughter and my son, they can't do nothing wrong. Yeah. I'm going to sue the school if you say that. You're going to do that to me, honey. Mm-mm, doesn't work that way. Mm-mm. Or you get the people from like me who are like, oh, I don't take shit from anybody. We will, if you look at me weird, I will punch you in the fucking face. If you want to start a fucking fight with me, I will get knees, get on the knees, boy. I am alpha. So it's like, you gotta have tough skin growing up here because growing up here, you get those two types of people that you do not want to deal with. Mm-hmm. Trust me on that. You do not want to deal with those people. But fun stories. Let me think of one. Fun story. Here's one. Okay, so this is my mom has, you know, she's been doing a dog sitting service for many, many years. Yeah. All right. And some of the people that you meet, crazy people.
Crazy
obsessed animal people, like they like obsessed to the point where their animals are their life now. But
okay.
Here's the thing, this one woman, all right, I don't know if I've ever told you guys this story. We came home one day from watching another dog, and we were sitting in the car talking. We just, because we usually do that, you know, we just have a nice conversation in the car. So what happens, we see somebody who my mom doesn't particularly like pull up by our driveway, and I'm like, fucking shit, mom, go down. She's like, what? I'm like, she's here. And she's like, oh no, she's not. Okay, my mom flips back her seat, going flat like that, like laying back.
Yeah.
I curl up into a little ball behind the seat, holding my shins like this. The lady, okay, she's coming up. She's going towards our house. She's going up our stairs. We're like, oh my God, please don't look in, please. She comes up to our fucking car.
Yeah.
Peeks in and sees us laying like that. Oh, honey, what are you doing, honey? What's wrong? And my mom's like, oh, we're just relaxing. We're fine. It's like when we just got home from another dog. I am on the ground, curled up into a little fucking ball, looking like I'm having some kind of heart attack or something. Yeah. And the woman's just like, oh, is she okay? Oh, she's sick. She's sick. She doesn't feel good. Oh, does not even question why I'm on the fucking ground.
Yeah.
Does not even realize that it looked like we were hiding from her. And then she talked to my mom for like an hour. As
oh my
I'm still
God.
On the ground, too awkward
oh
to get up.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's so bad.
Another person, again, no name is mentioned. They have cameras in their house when we watch their pets. And they watch us on their phone as she would take care of those pets.
That's weird.
So first we didn't know. And then we would get emails from the husband and he'd be like, oh, you fed them wrong. You fed them wrong. You have to do it like this. And he was like lecturing her how to do it.
Oh, wow.
And thing is, though, they have fucking cameras. And the weirdest thing, too, is I'm one day in their kitchen. All right. I'm hanging out with their cats because, you know, I love cats. Yeah. She's upstairs taking care of their other pets. I'm in the kitchen and we hear the phone ring. And we're like, wait, what? And we're like, why are they calling? Mm-hmm. We pick it up. It's the husband. And he's like, oh, you're doing this wrong. You're doing all of this wrong. And we're like, what the fuck? They're watching us? What the? We looked at each other like, oh my God. But trust me, my mom, I got to get her on this podcast one day because literally she has so many freaking stories about how crazy New Jersey people are and also how crazy pet people are. Because, you know, my mom's a very nice person. But, you know, at times when she doesn't like somebody, she will talk behind their back or she'll just be like, I can't do this anymore, Koch. I can't do it. It's just like... Because it's stressful. These people are insane. You come to New Jersey, there's got to be something in the water. There's got to be something in the water.
There has to be something in the water.
No, oh, man. But how about in Canada, Derek? Is there any fun stories to tell about Canada?
Okay. So I know I mentioned this many times on streams and even on Twitter. Or should I say Twitter. We have this crazy cat lady. Speaking of which,
yeah,
but basically like this crazy cat lady, and you know, what happened?
That fell. No, my microphone fell. We're good. Crazy cat lady. Okay.
So we had like this crazy cat lady, right? And you know, I'm not saying that you know like she's a crazy cat lady because the way she dressed and looks, but she was actually in the paper. For having she was actually in the paper for having like at least 42 cats in her apartment. Yeah.
42?
Yeah.
How?
I guess she just finds cats running around and then takes them home, I guess. I don't know.
Now, okay, it's one thing if you're feeding cats because like we feed cats all the time. Like we feed the animals, like, but that's fine. But it's one thing if you like, because that's unhealthy. That's very unhealthy for the cats. Like you have that many.
Yeah.
Oh, you better have a mansion in order to do that.
I know. Yeah. And it was just so sad because like all of them were in critical condition, but
yeah.
Anyways, so this crazy cat lady always walks in our yard.
What?
Yeah. She will always walk on our yard, throwing shit on our yard.
Oh.
Yeah. So she'll walk in our yard. She'll throw bread or whatever the hell that she has, and then she would throw it in our yard and And then I remember, like, we'd be like, oh, my gosh, he's back again.
Uh-huh.
And then we tried talking to her. Mm. We'd be like, hey, this is private property. You know, this is our yard. But each and every time when we try to talk to her, she goes like this. Hey, lady, could you, like, fuck off?
What?
Fuck off. Yeah. What? Yeah. Like just instantly she would just tell us to fuck off. And then she would just walk off after that. It's crazy. I gotta get like actual video evidence of this.
I have to. She just says fuck off and then
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea what's wrong with people. I know. Wow.
It's crazy.
Does she look like a cute old lady or is she like creepy?
She's like not cute old lady. But creepy. More creepy.
Like I will kill you type person.
Yeah, you know, like you know, very short, hunched over, always has a bag and pretty much like if you know, look at me weird, I'm gonna fuck you up kind of look.
So New Jersey look.
Yeah, basically.
She's a New Jersey. Oh,
possibly, we don't know.
But are there any stereotypes in Canada that you want to address? Like, what's
Canada?
What's the stereotypes in Canada?
Oh man, I love this. So like, you probably hear this everywhere where when someone talks about Canada, they always say like a boot.
A boot. Yeah.
Yeah. Like. And it's so funny because I never heard anybody in my life say a boot.
Then what the heck did that originate from?
I don't know. Because that's the funny thing because I never met anybody who says, oh, what are you talking about?
A boot.
What are you talking about? But
the boot.
Do you know the boot? No, sir, I don't. But...
Spit on you. Brother. Buddha.
But no, like, but I, like recently I found out that it's more common in, I think, Saskatchewan. Yeah, like it was more common in Saskatchewan for some odd reason.
Yeah, because with American shows, whenever they make fun of like Canadians for some odd reason, I don't know why, that they always make them say a boot. They always say a, like a. They also say they're like the sweetest people you'll ever meet, and that they also like donuts.
Is that true, Kat?
What?
Is that true?
It's true on sitcoms when they make fun of Canadians.
Well, let me tell you what. I would occasionally say a.
A. Okay.
On occasion.
On occasion.
Some people would say I'm sweet. Some would say not. And I don't.
I mean,
mind
you
a
made a guy
so
leave
often.
Twitter. I mean, you intimidated a guy so much that you made him leave Twitter once.
Oh yeah, I guess so. I do enjoy a donut ever so often.
So would you say it's true? Would you say it's like 25, 75, 50%
maybe,
true?
Maybe 50% true.
Oh my god. But why is A like a catchphrase? Like,
I have no idea, honestly. Like, like there'll be times where I would occasionally caught myself say A.
A.
Like, be like, hey, do you know what I'm talking about, eh? And I'm like, god damn it, it's that Canadian in me. Damn Canadians.
One day you should have just a Canadian stream where you talk like a stereotypical Canadian.
Oh, man. Like, I just be like, yeah, you know, like, I go outside in my amazing teepee and then step out. And then I'll be like, oh, look, there's a moose.
And rest assured, Derek is, what's your culture? What is your culture? Oh. Well, just to get that out there.
Yeah. Just to get that out there, by the way, I am Native American.
There we go.
And by the way, my people did not live in teepees.
There you go.
We live in long houses. All right.
There you go.
That's the thing, that's the structure that we live in.
State the fact.
State the facts.
Wait, what did you say? What did you say about Overwatch? How you want them to have?
Oh yeah. So I always find this super funny, and kind of like in a sense very hypocritical. Where a lot of people are always saying, you know, like, more representation and all that stuff. But I always find it funny how the natives are always left out.
They are.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. That's like that's the thing that I want to know. To me, it's funny because you know, people always be like, oh yeah, of course, you know, you got the Asians, you got the Mexicans, you got, you know, whatever. And then all of a sudden I'm sitting there thinking, it's like, okay, are they going to say it? And then they move on. I'm like, come on, man. Like, come on.
What about me?
What about me?
Oh my, but it's so true. I mean, it's like, there's like hardly any games or like with anime too. It's like, well, you can't really like put some, I mean, they could if it's fictional, but like even movies too. It's like they hardly have anything about Native Americans. And it's why?
Well, because like I guess I don't know. It's weird because like mostly in movies that you see, if there's like a Native American in there, they're usually like the more stoic type of person, which is kind of weird to me because like every Native person that I know are funny as hell. They're just like,
you gotta direct a movie. You gotta direct a movie.
Oh yeah, for sure. I gotta make a movie where there's actually, you know, a normal
or a
Native
sitcom.
Person.
Or a sitcom.
Yeah. just you know, like just not the not your typical Native American person, but who's like all stoic, but someone who's actually, you know, a human being. Yeah, you know what I mean? But I always find it super funny. And kind of like one of the things where it's like, man, you know, it's like it's kind of funny but also hypocritical. People saying like, oh yeah, we want more representations, but where's the Native people then?
Exactly. Stand up for the Natives. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm feeling quite paunch today.
Went on a paunch and fam.
Feeling pretty paunch and fam.
Yes. Yeah, next topic is a bit of a sad one. It's called losing friends.
Oh, man.
So here's the thing. Kat, growing up, never had friends. I'm lying there. My friends were people who went to my church who were all in their 70s. And sadly, a lot of them have passed away. And they were cool people. And it was really hard to actually lose them because it's like, I kind of like, I grew up with them, and I was singing my church choir, and aww, I was singing with them, and it was sad. Like, they just kept going and going, and it's like, it's sad to see when you have older friends and then they just mm-hmm. pass away. But you know they're in a better place and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But like with me, I didn't have a social life. I mean, with me, I didn't prefer a social life because, again, like with me, I locked myself away.
Yeah.
I was kind of more like I wrote like novels. Like, I have like 13 novels that I have. It's like, which I would love to revisit one day, and like would never end up finishing, because it's like, I would be like, okay, I want to move on to the next one. It's like, no, mm-hmm. tips to writers out there, focus on one project at a time, because then it gets confusing.
Oh, yeah, it does.
So like losing friends, like I would say like the first friends I actually have are like you guys, because of the fact that like I never had a social life at all. Like at all. So like when it came to me again back in 2018, Kat and everything, when I knew how to socialize with people, I had no form of communication. I had nothing mm-hmm. to base it off on, because I had no social life, you know? I focused on work. My social life was work, going to the city, doing work with crazy people out there. And that's all I focused on. So it's like when people would take it out on me and say shit about me, it's like, nah, man. It's like, you don't know what I went through back mm-hmm. in 2018 when I quit my job and stuff. But like, it's hard to lose people, you know, when you're close to them, and then like they just either they pass away or anything, but yeah, you know yeah. It was their time and they're in a better place and everything. But like people who would consider you a friend, or like, again, with the whole forced friendship thing, it's like friendship happens naturally. You're not just going to walk up to somebody and just automatically say, you're my best friend. It doesn't happen that way.
Nah.
I mean, we went through so many instances where a lot of people would like force themselves upon us and say, oh, we're friends, we're family. It's like, nah, it just doesn't happen that way, you know? It's like, things that happen naturally are things that like just grow over time. You know, you go through experiences together. It's like, that's what happens naturally. But mm-hmm. have you guys ever lost any friends?
Well, for me personally, like, I guess I could say like my first friend was actually my dog.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, yeah. And I guess when he passed away very tragically, which, again, you know, it still scars me today, too.
Yeah.
Because he was still alive.
Oh.
Yeah. And, but it was like, I was just a young kid.
Yeah.
And to think, basically to see, you know, your friend.
Your best friend, I know.
Just, you know, like, I guess, like, just barely clinging to life.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and there's nothing you can do about it. Was very scarring for me.
Yeah, because people don't understand. It's like pets can be friends.
Oh yeah,
pets are family. You know, like with me and Theon, like, you know, he looked at me. He knows his name.
Yeah,
well, I'm not giving you any more. Hey boy, like, well, I consider us friends. He's just huge. I don't know what we're doing.
He's huge.
Fucking huge. No, I don't know. He grows like every week. He's like the size of my cat almost.
Oh, it's my creepy. God.
I don't know what we do, but this boy's fucking huge.
He just keeps getting bigger.
He keeps getting bigger. I don't know why. God. And he looks at you. He looks at you with these eyes like, give me food now, I'm gonna kill you. And he starts like, wee, like all the time.
Oh my god.
Anyway, continue.
thank God Gilbert kind of just sleeps all day. And then like I'll be editing sometimes, and then he would just stare at me at his cage.
Yo, you gotta put Gilbert on social media. You gotta make those Gilbert videos.
Yeah. I gotta make those Gilbert videos.
Yeah.
Make them shine, you know what I mean? But I guess like as a kid, you know, like I wasn't really social.
Yeah.
Not at all. Cause, you know, I had a dog and I had video games.
Yeah.
And those were my things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But ever since, you know, I lost my dog, and then, you know, I guess I kind of just went to video games.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it took me a while in school to kind of, like, meet people who had, like, the same interests as me.
Oh, yeah. I know how that is.
Yeah. And, you know, and a matter of fact, they kind of live next door to me, and I still talk to them every so often when I do see them. And, you know, we would talk about, like, you know, like, us being, like, kids again, or... A matter of fact, like we actually played Mario Party 3 on the Nintendo 64.
Nice.
And it was great, you know, it was a lot of fun because
nostalgic.
We used to do that a lot.
Yeah.
But as like when it comes to like losing friends, really, like I guess like when it comes to like Twitch and streaming and stuff like that, you know, like, where there would be people who, I guess, like, I kind of, like, I wouldn't necessarily consider them friends, but people that I played with.
Yeah.
But eventually, you know, like, after a while, realizing, like, you know, like, they're just toxic people and there's, like, no, there's, like, really no point keeping them around at that point. Because, you know, eventually, you know, there was, like, starting stuff and it was affecting my streams and the quality of it too. Mm. So, you know,
because the thing is never let somebody in your life impact who you are. Yeah. You know, if you start seeing that you're changing for somebody else, it's like, just, that's something you never do.
Yeah. But, you know, but again, you know, because since I've been, like, I guess more or less mostly alone my whole life, it was kind of easy to kind of just, like, boot them out. So, like, and because, you know, again, you know, I'm very much an introvert, really, because I really do value my alone time.
Yeah.
And I kind of prefer that way.
That's a big thing when it's like when you meet people online, sometimes people want to talk to you every day. It's like, oh yeah. It's like, no. It's like, you got to value that alone time, you know? Like sometimes, some days you just don't want to talk to anybody. Some days you just want to focus on work or a project or anything. It's like, and a lot of people don't understand that because a lot of people need that socialization. Like, for me, you could put me in any situation and I can entertain somebody. But for me, I personally like being home. You know, it's like I like working and working and working. But like if I were to go to a party or entertain someone, I don't need alcohol to do that.
No.
I mean, cat on alcohol is just basically like, I'm very philosophical. I know philosophy and I stare. And
I have all facts. The answers.
I have all the answers of the world. Like, oh, God.
With a little mustache and top hat.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. A drunk podcast with me would be like very interesting to see because again, it'd be like, hello.
Like hello. I think that would be the funniest thing ever because one, there's bound to be some sort of mess up during recording.
Oh, by far.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
This was a fun podcast this time. Craziness all around, got some personal things.
Rub that
going
frog.
On. Rub that frog. In the wrong way, Derek. Oh my God. He said, sorry. Rub that. He said, rub that frog. No context included.
Yeah.
So one thing that we're hoping in the future is getting these podcasts like animated or something because there's a lot of juicy fun stuff that animators would have a lot of fun.
Oh
to
God.
Do with this. So if you're an animator and you want to animate a hamster, I mean, you could just animate me as myself unless you guys want to be like, here's a picture of me. This is what I look like. Face reveal. Delicious. Yes, make it happen. Make it happen. Animators out there, make it happen.
What's this animate voice you're doing? What is this voice you're doing?
I have no idea. But yeah.
It sounds familiar. See you.
I don't know. It does. Oh, wait. The Grinch.
Oh,
the Grinch.
My God.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Oh God, I hope nobody puts like Derek out of context.
What's going on, Derek? I'm the Grinch. I'm gonna steal all your presents for Christmas.
Well, good luck with that. I don't have any presents.
Right. All right, guys, so thank you so much for joining us on another episode of The Geekening, where you guys can get your late-night dose of geek culture shenanigans. We will see you guys in the next episode. Be sure to tune in on Spotify. Tune in on our website, that is allagesofgeek.com. And also follow us on all of our social media, because we're everywhere. We are everywhere. Do whatever cringe is going to steal your holiday. But anyway, my friends, we hope you have an amazing day, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye!